From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Empire's End, Book 8 in the Sten series by Alan Cole and Chris Bunch. Now let's begin with Book 1, Indian Opening, Chapter 1. The ruins of the Imperial Assault Fleet fled through the dark between star clusters. There was one tack ship carrier, two heavy cruisers, one light, their destroyer flotilla screens, and in the center of the formation, auxiliaries and the troop transports carrying the battle-shattered remnants of the 1st Imperial Guards Division. Flanking and closing the formation was the huge battleship, Victory. On its bridge, Sten stared at a strategic battle screen, not seeing either the glow ahead that represented the Empire, nor the symbols to the rear that were the anarchy-ripped Altaic cluster. 2 E-days earlier, Sten, Ambassador Plenipotentiary, personal emissary of the Eternal Emperor, Admiral, medals and decorations beyond count, from the Galactic Cross down, including Grand Companion of the Emperor's Household, Hero. Now, Sten, traitor, renegade, and, he thought, don't forget, murderer. Among the symbols representing what was behind the Victory was one marking where the Imperial battleship Caligula, its Admiral Mason, and over 3,000 loyal Imperial sailors had been. They'd been slaughtered by Sten for following a direct order to planet-bust the Altaic's capital world, an order issued in person by the Eternal Emperor. "Boss, I have a wee tip." Sten's eyes and mind refocused. Alex Kilgore, Sten's best friend, a rather roundish-looking heavy worlder who probably knew even more about death and destruction than Sten. G.A. Part of Sten's mind, the part always removed from the hue and cry, found it funny both of them still used slang from their now-long-gone days in Mantis section, the Emperor's super-secret covert operations unit. Go ahead.
"Given that you had no experience at being an outlaw, your entire life being spent singing hymns and such, perhaps you didn't ken Robbie Roy types had no time to be pausing and smelling the flowers if they didn't want a halter and a neck stretch."
"Thank you, Mr. Kilgore. I'll get my thumb out."
"Dinna fash, lad. Any wee service, ye have but to snivel."
Sten turned away from the screen. Around him, waiting, was the Victory's bridge watch, the top elements of his long-serving personal staff, who were in fact more Sten's own private intelligence agency than striped suitors. 23 Gurkhas, Nepalese mercenaries famous for serving only in the Emperor's private bodyguard. But these had volunteered for special duties, guarding the life of their ex-CO, Sten. Otho, 6 other boar, squat, shaggy monsters with long beards, yellow fangs, and ground-brushing knuckles. They seemed happiest either tearing an enemy in half the long way, or else doing the same to his bank balance in a shrewd multi-world trade. They were also fond of Adaic-type poetry. There were another 100 of them elsewhere on the Victory. And, most important, left to last, their commander. Sind, human, expert sniper, descended from a now-obliterated warrior cult, a highly respected combat leader. Beautiful, Sten's friend and lover. Enough bean counting, he thought. Kilgore had been right. A wolf could never chance lying in a sunny clearing, listening to the bees buzz. Not unless he'd suddenly decided on a new career as a fireside rug. "Weapons?"
"Sir?"
The young woman was waiting. The lieutenant's name, Sten recollected, was Renzi. "Bring your people back to general quarters. Commander Freston," this was his longtime personal comm officer, "I want..." "Oh, clot. Cancel." Sten remembered. "Both of you," he said, raising his voice, "and anyone else interested, listen up. Things have changed. I just declared war on the Emperor, which makes me a traitor. Nobody's required to obey my orders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?